Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
A panhandling serial groper was arrested this week for the 78th time. And most of those arrests are for sex crimes. Police are now calling on the MTA to ban him from the subway.
32 times James Hunt has been arrested for subway sex crimes. Police and some politicians say it should be his last. Hunt was taken into custody Thursday, according to the Post, after groping a 13-year-old girl, taking hold of her arm and kissing her while she tried to buy a MetroCard here at the 42nd Street Bryant Park Station. Commanding officer of the Transit Special Victims Squad, Sergeant Christopher O'Connell, says Hunt is the poster child for serial subway sex offenders and that he should be banned for life. It's hardly the first time a sexual advance underground has sparked debate about a lifetime ban. Governor Cuomo earlier this month said he supports it, although no legislative action has been taken. At the Bryant Park subway station, Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio 880.
A person who got sick from Tripoli in Connecticut has died. Public health officials say an East Lyme resident who tested positive for Eastern equine encephalitis earlier this month died at the hospital. But there is now another patient, someone in Old Lyme, also tested positive for Tripoli. The positive test came back in last week. That person remains at the hospital. That much we know. Connecticut is also reporting their first human case of West Nile virus. An adult in Danbury tested positive for that mosquito-borne disease in late August, and we're told is recovering. Mayor de Blasio is back to being a mayor full-time. Called it quits on his presidential campaign after it never really got off the ground. Rich Lamb with more.
After Mayor de Blasio missed the cut and failed to get into the September debate, he pinned his hopes on getting the polling and donor numbers to make the October debate.
But as we went over the last few weeks, every day that passed, it got tougher if there wasn't more progress. So it was really the last few days.
During that period, the mayor and his team were hyper-focused.
We were watching the polling to see if anything was moving, and it just wasn't moving. So in the end, you know, you got to make decisions based on the facts.
The mayor added, sometimes it's just not your time, and that's okay. At Gracie Mansion, Rich Lamb, WCBS News Radio 880.
Uber is suing the city after the Taxi and Limo Commission passed a new rule limiting how much time app-based drivers can hang around the city without a passenger.
Error-laden and data-deficient. That's how Uber describes the methodology the city used to come up with its latest rule that targets ride-sharing. It's a cruising cap that limits the amount of time drivers can cruise around without a passenger. But Uber says it's an impossible goal, and one that the city never really thought through. Uber's suing the city's Taxi and Limousine Commission, looking to throw the cap out. Along the way, it accuses the TLC of operating in secret, arriving at a predetermined outcome with a flawed economic model. The rule, aimed at reducing congestion in the city, mandates that rideshare companies reduce the average amount of time drivers cruise around in an otherwise empty car to 31% within the next year. The city is standing behind the rule. A spokesman for Mayor de Blasio, Seth Stein, says the city will continue fighting against a company that seeks to put profit first and the people and drivers they serve last. Steve Burns, WCBS, News Radio 880.
A look at the forecast with meteorologist Bill Dager. We're a day away from fall, but feeling a whole lot more like summer.
Yeah, it certainly will feel like summer this weekend, Kevin. And in fact, into Monday as well. Temperatures well into the 80s. If you want any relief, head to the beaches. It'll be in the 70s there. But there is a high risk of rip currents, I should note, at the beaches for today. Otherwise, sunny and warming up. 84 for the high in Midtown. Clear tonight, low 66. Add in some humidity tomorrow with the sun, a high of 84. And then Monday, partly sunny, warm and muggy. High 87. A thunderstorm around later in the day. That's with a cold front. Behind that front, the sunshine's back. We're not as warm and we're less humid Tuesday and Wednesday. High 76 Tuesday and 75 on Wednesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.